The proper tutoring for a child who is struggling to read can change the way the brain works. That's the finding of a Yale University study. The study, published in the journal Biological Psychiatry, examined tutoring that focuses on the sounds of letters and words. After one school year, brain scans showed lasting changes in the children. NPR's Rachel Jones reports.
During the past decade, technology has helped researchers learn a lot about the seemingly simple process of reading, what's involved, and what makes it harder for some kids to learn. But researcher Reed Lyon says that for all of the scientific and technological advances, parents have known what to do all along. Stimulating a child's brain with the giddy rhymes of Dr. Seuss can launch a remarkable neurological response.
The words are stripped apart and unpacked, and in rhyming you stick one new sound on a word and it makes a new word. All of that is training the brain that the language we hear is actually made up of smaller sounds.
Lyon heads the Child Development and Behavior Branch of the National Institute for Child Health and Human Development. Those smaller sounds are called phonemes, and once children have grasped that concept, they have to learn how to put phonemes together to form words on the page. When parents read to their children and nurture their language skills with games and learning toys, children fare better at learning to read. But Lyon says children whose parents can't or won't read to them, or who can't afford books and learning toys, lag behind.
That results in this clear fact. By 3 years of age, our youngsters from poverty have half the vocabulary development as do kids from more advantaged homes.
And Lyon says that by 10th grade, poorer children have one-fourth the vocabulary of their more advantaged peers. In this latest study, Sally Shaywitz, a Yale University pediatrics professor, wanted to find out if intensive tutoring would not only help 37 struggling readers learn faster, but actually improve their brain functioning. Before the study began, researchers used magnetic resonance imaging to examine specific areas of those children's brains.
There are three critical systems for reading. These are located on the left side of the brain, one in the front of the brain, and two in the back of the brain.
Researchers focused on a region at the back of the left brain called the word form area.
This word form area is very important to enable children not only to read accurately, but to read quickly and fluently. This is what makes reading enjoyable.
Shaywitz says that 5 days a week, in sessions up to 50 minutes a day over a school year, the 6 to 9-year-olds in the group took part in intensive tutoring.
How to pay attention to the sounds of words, how to recognize the sounds of letters, how letters represent different sound combinations. Children practiced reading aloud. Children read good literature. Children learned about spelling.
At the end of the study, Shaywitz says the children's reading skills had substantially improved. They could read more quickly and understood what they'd read. MRI showed increased activity in their brains. And Shaywitz says the benefits lasted.
When we imaged the children a year after the intervention had been completed, we saw these changes. So these were significant and durable changes in brain organization and in reading function.
Shaywitz says the type of reading support used in the study works best with younger children, but researchers want to conduct similar studies with older struggling readers to see if tutoring can energize the brain's reading centers regardless of age. Rachel Jones, NPR News.